Here's another statistic from China's earthquake zone. An estimated 4,000 children have been orphaned. Even kids who still have their parents struggle to reestablish some kind of routine.
One way of doing that, they're going to school in the tent camps where they're living. They're trying to do their best, but they have no books, they have no desks, and they have no idea when life will return to normal. Jamila Trindle reports.
Shifang is kind of caught in between, far enough from the mountains to collect the flood of thousands of refugees. But this crossroads town also took quite a bit of damage. Schools were destroyed, buildings have been condemned, and a lot of businesses remain closed. Hastily constructed tents stretch out along the road into town for over a kilometer. They're hardly even tents, just two-sided shelters made out of tarps, each one housing hundreds of earthquake refugees. Now there are also schools. A woman walks along the tent, calling everyone to send their kids over. There are volunteers here to teach class. And the kids come running. Han Zhaohe, a volunteer from Hebei, says some of the children have only just started school and they need this kind of structure.
They need loving care. Look, as soon as they come, they take a pen, take a notebook. It's clear they really want to go to school.
After story time, they eagerly line up for crayons and paper and settle down on the tarp floor of their tent to draw. 9-year-old Ye Jia's picture, she explains, has a sun, birds, fish, trees, and rocks. It's about the poem they were just reciting.
I stand on the earth and I learn from the stones. I look up to the sky and I learn from the birds. I gaze toward the sea and I learn from the fish. I live in nature and I learn from the sun. We are all brothers and sisters.
One parent, Nuo Shui Mei, can't stop thanking the teachers for coming out here. She says the teachers know just how to make the kids happy again. Holding her 3-year-old son in her arms, she starts telling her earthquake story.
They shouted at me to jump from the second floor while the building was shaking, but I didn't have the courage. I had my baby with me.
Her little boy stares up at her as she weeps. Noah says she has no idea what she's going to do next. She wants to go back to her town and rebuild, but the government hasn't told her whether it's safe yet. Teacher Wu Bei came from Beijing. She says even if the kids don't understand what's going on, it's not healthy for them to see their parents upset all the time.
After living through the earthquake, the children feel very anxious and scared. Some of them don't talk. They stay with their parents, and everyone's always talking about the disaster.
She'd originally planned to travel to different shelters across the quake-stricken region, but that was days ago. After her first class here, the kids begged her not to leave. So she's still here. She has about 20 kids in her class this afternoon, but she says she knows the problem is much bigger than volunteers and makeshift classrooms can handle. And there's no plan yet for what these children will do in the long months it will take to rebuild. For the thousands of parents that lost children in the many schools that collapsed in the quake, it's not about the rebuilding. They want answers about the original school construction.
Not only because of my own baby, but also so many other children, so many bodies lined up like ants, lined up together in the grave. They are the hope and future of this country, but now they're gone in a moment.
This father, who didn't want to give his name, lost his 15-year-old son when the Dujiangyan Middle School collapsed, killing hundreds of students. He swings between anger and grief.
We came to find out which construction company is responsible for building this school. We want the person who's responsible for making so many bad buildings.
He says local officials' corruption and neglect are to blame for the shoddy construction and therefore the deaths of these children. The central government has promised to investigate and to prosecute anyone found responsible for bad construction. As adults concern themselves with accountability, rebuilding, and figuring out how to put their families' lives back together, Teacher Wu says it's time for these survivors to get back to something resembling normal. For NPR News, I'm Jamila Trindle in Sichuan Province.